David's Daily Digital Dollop, 324. We've had some workmen around today. We're getting some new windows and doors. And I get a bit self-conscious when there's workmen around. It feels a bit odd because, you know, there's these people, very confident men, proper men, you know, confident men coming into the house with their boots on. And there was a couple of them. They were talking really loudly and confidently to each other. And it's just really strange. You know, these people have come into my house and they seem more at home in it than I do. They're waltzing up the stairs. I mean, not literally waltzing up the stairs. That'd be, oh, yeah, they're very camp workmen. A very camp workman indeed. We don't mind if we put a little bit of music on, do a little bit of ballet. Let's have a waltz up the stairs. They're more sort of trounced up the stairs, I think. They were quite heavy-footed, you know, no taking their shoes off or anything, just straight up the stairs. I didn't even have to tell them where they were going. They sort of just seemed to know where to go. Right, so we've got two rooms up here. Two rooms up here to do. Just chatting away. And then there's me, just awkwardly sitting, trying to catch up on the dollops, trying to catch up on the audio versions of the dollops. But then I became conscious of the fact that they might be hearing me reading it out, and that sort of made me feel a little bit self-conscious. You know, I'm reading out a blog about William Wordsworth while they're chatting about football upstairs. You know, I sort of felt not really like a man particularly, for whatever that means. You know, sort of, so there they are, they're trouncing around their boots and they're happily whistling and singing, and they've immediately gone up the stairs. And then the next thing I hear is music. They've put on like a radio or something and they're listening to some kind of digital rock station or something like that. Oh, yeah, I have no idea. They might have been using their own batteries, or they might have just plugged in into the wall socket for all I know. Absolutely no idea. Just, set myself up there. And it was just playing non-stop 70s rock, which is a shame, really. It'd be nice for them to book the trend if they're listening to Radio 3 or Classic FM there. Sort of go against the stereotypes a little bit. Kind of like, oh, bloody brilliant. It's Prokofiev, mate. Second Symphony. Absolutely brilliant. In the same key as me drill. Absolutely brilliant. And they were singing along and hammering away and drilling away, and the music's blurring there. I'm thinking, my goodness. And they must do this all the time. They must just turn up at people's houses. And, you know, they're so used to it that it doesn't feel alien to them. It's just a house. They'll just turn up with their radio, sing away. At one point, I asked one of them if he'd like a cup of tea. No, I'm all right, thanks, mate. And then I thought, right, mate. Yeah, of course, that's the... I don't usually use the word mate, but I felt, you know, I'm communicating here with some proper men. You know, they're trouncing up my stairs. They're making lots of noise. They're farting. They're no pretense, no concern, no self-consciousness. And there's me, trying to communicate with them, trying... I should really be authoritative in some way. I should be like, right, lads, this is what needs doing. Let me a bit more assertive. But I wasn't. They just came to the door. We're here to do your doors and windows, mate. Yeah, yes, yes, okay. Right, we're up the stairs, Tommy. Come on, this way. And I'm there, my goodness. No formalities, no introductions, nothing. Straight up the stairs. So I asked him if he wants a cup of tea. But he was saying mate all the time. He was saying mate to his mate. All right, mate. Right, up here, mate. We're going this way, mate. Right, start drilling there, mate. So I thought, right, okay, I've got a chance to claw it back here. I don't want them to think I'm some namby-pamby talking about William Wordsworth sitting there all self-conscious. They can tell it, they can tell. But I'm going to redeem myself from here. I'm going to show them what a proper man I am. So I thought, right, I'm going to start using their language. I'm going to start using mate. I don't normally say mate, but I'm going to say mate. So I did, but I lost my bottle. I got a bit self-conscious again. I was like, and would your, do you think your mate might like a cup of tea? Oh, a cup of tea, that's the first thing. You don't say cup of tea, you just say a brew. A brew, that's what I should have said, shouldn't I? Or a cuppa, eh? But I paused on the word mate as well. Why did I pause? It made it sound like I was suggesting that there's something more going on. And would your mate like a cup of tea? So I felt all embarrassed. I could feel myself going red. Oh, I don't know, mate, you can go and ask him. He's laughing. I thought, is that no, just a normal no? Was there a slight laugh there in the voice? Like, he knows what I'm doing. He's like, oh, of course he knows. Is there still time to redeem myself? So I holler up the stairs. I holler up the stairs at him. Trying to cup of tea, mate? Yes. That was it. That was a proper one. Now he's going, my God. I thought this man was crippled by social anxiety. I thought he wasn't a real man. I thought he was a namby-pamby. I thought he was one of them. But now, listen to that voice of authority straight away. I thought, my goodness, I've got the respect of this one now. I've redeemed the situation. Everything's back on track. But unfortunately, that's not what anyone was thinking at all. Because the man who had been upstairs all the time had just literally come down the stairs. And I hadn't realised this. I think I'm going to shout him from up the stairs. That was going to be a voice of authority. That'll show them. So I pop my head around the door and just shout. At which point I hear a yell. Granted, it was a manly yell. And the shock of that yell makes me yell. Not so manly. Ooh! I basically just shouted in this man's ear. Thinking he was still up the stairs, I've just now shouted at the top of my voice, "Want a cup of tea, mate?" Right in his face. Now goodness knows what he thinks of me. I think I preferred it when he thought I was crippled by social anxiety. Now he's thinking I'm just weird. So obviously I had to explain the whole blindness thing. I thought about trying to gain some extra man points by pretending that maybe I said, oh, I got blinded in a welding accident, mate. You know how it is. You know, you're doing a bit of welding next to the thing, a bit of wood flies into my eye. You know, the thing is, it was probably quite painful, but, yeah, one of these people who just sort of ride through the pain, really, and that was in some ways my downfall. Whereas most people, the doctor told me, while he tried to produce the piece of wood out of my eye with a pair of tweezers, it was in really deeply. Normally they would use anaesthetic and put you to sleep, but, anaesthetic, or as I call it, anaesthetic, because anyone who takes it to numb the pain and make them go to sleep is, quite frankly, pathetic. I mean, I might be a proper man, but I can still appreciate a good bit of wordplay. But I wasn't having any of that. I was having a bit of a chat with the doctor while he was taking the wood out of my eye. And he said to me, most people would, the pain would have been so much that they would have gone straight to the hospital, but not me. I thought, you know, I could jazz this up a little bit. Maybe I could still redeem the situation. But I decided not to. I decided just to accept that I'm not one of these men. I'm not a... But I shouldn't let it get to me. I don't know why I feel so self-conscious in these situations. I don't know what it is within me that feels like this. Whenever there's workmen or builders around. But I've got absolutely no authority. And they must see this all the time. They must see men like me being cowed by the situation. You know, it's not as if I'm not a man of the world. You know, I've done stuff. You know what I mean? Why would I need validation? What am I seeking to be validated? You know, I've got a job. You know, I've got somewhere to live. I've got friends. I slept with a woman once. You know what I mean? What do I have to prove? I'm a man. Oh, and as I say goodbye to you... Hello, Elsa.
Hello.
I say hello to Elsa. I shall be back tomorrow with Dollop 325. The workmen have been, Elsa.
It's looking quite good, yeah.